I'm talking of that your Jewishness, your Yiddishkeit has to be original. It's got to be a personal thing that you own and you, that's yours. For example, the example of the Jew that went to the gas chambers dancing, and the Yisod of Mendel, that Mipavnich, who the Chiddush was that the reason why the Goyim hates us is because we reflect, we're just too bright to look at, like the same way as the sun knows how powerful it is because he sees no one can look at him. So too we know how holy we are when things that are the opposite of holiness can't bear to look at us. It was Yisod that came out of it. And that's the din of Esav Sein Eliyakov. Okay, there's a whole sugi yet to be learned. And we said that today the situation has changed. The guys are from looking at us and Baruch Hashem, we see that changing a little bit as well. Alright, we're on the last line of Tzadik Aleph. Goyim imanu kiyoyim, we are similar to today, the Moshole Shel HaMagid, Shebo Yishtamesh Gama Ma'alam Shapiro Milubman Zatzal, who was the Ma'alam Shapiro of Lublin, the Baal Daf Yoyimi, no? The Ma'alam Shapiro. Ma'alam Shapiro. How's that for a life-altering move? She stuff gave me. With the shushu there, eh? He was a good winner of shushu. Tzir Hatzig, Tzir Hatzig, it's Tzirei, the Tarochus Amoni. There was an artist who painted a painting with He had an art exhibition. The painting was so realistic. Nirabo Adam Anosis Salpeiros. In that painting was a man carrying a basket of fruit. Adam Anosis Salpeiros nearing Kol Mukhshir at Shekom Vakre at Aroch of Chitpalamos. Everybody who came to watch this, to look at this painting, was amazed at how real life-like it was. It was so realistic that birds came. They wanted to peck on the fruit of the painting. They were so amazed, and they said, "Ro, gama tzipurim einum." Even the birds can't understand this is just a painting. They think the fruit's you can eat it. When the artist heard this, he fainted. Lamachanu is there. If he gives it to him at the tzir, and the tzir says he's chavant in the tzir. If the birds are coming to eat the fruit, then that's not the painting I'm coming to paint. Why not? Because then the man can't look real. The bird wouldn't come to eat the fruit out of his head. Brilliant. He paints a painting with a man carrying a basket of fruit. The fruit looks so real that the birds want to come and eat it. That means that the man doesn't look real enough to frighten the birds away.
I don't know what the name is here, all we've seen is the marshal.
The artist was broken. My painting so non-realistic that the birds are coming to eat the fruit. Everyone's amazed at how wonderful real the fruit is. Then the artist understood something deeper here. Well, why are the birds not frightened by the man? Must be the man doesn't look real enough. Kach gama adam. Im agoyim einu moi tridin mikudushot shel hayudi. If the goyim aren't bothered by the kedusha of a Jew, I want to add, even the secular Jews are bothered by the kedusha of a Jew. Alav liyos mutzot mikach lechapes is a fever. We have to be upset and worried and go find the cause shel gomelakach. So einu niru ki yudi mushlam the kodesh bein agoyim. Why don't we look like the way we're supposed to look, that this should disturb people who are bothered by high moral grounds. Our job today is to return to that life force. Meet the line of Baba that we had before. And then in this Bonar, once again, you can't go back to what it looked like then. You've got to go back to the force, but it's got to look like it's supposed to look like today. You can't go around back and start living in a whatever, you know, go back to old, the ancient history. We've got to look like Jews, what a Jew's supposed to look like today. It doesn't mean you change externally, stop dressing like your Zayda dressed 500 years ago. That's not going to change it. It's got to be an internal change. And then in this Bonar, we need to meditate. And to go really deep into our thoughts. But in church, Makor HaMayim HaChayim, what is the source of our life? At the Yechidei Shelanu, we've got to go find our uniqueness. Lachzor El HaZir HaMayim HaChayim B'Torasein B'Mitzvay Tzeilim. We have to go and find a way. Let's look at this, talking to somebody who's ready to become habituated. If you're so fired up and excited about your Yiddish God, we're not talking to you. We're talking about everybody else that... Our Torah is not lively and it's not new and it's not fresh and it's not as meaningful as it used to be. In the same way a Jew accepts his Jewishness with a clear recognition and a love via his Bechira decision, and he recognizes that this is the great light. All of the Kabbalah Gamas, call Matsoba Chayah. So too, he has to expect from himself all the situations that happen in his life. When he's Satan and when the Yenaisos, Hakatanim, Vagadonim, the Bechira, Kleina, Verotzim, the Simchum, the Yedir. The person has to accept upon himself all the things that happen to him. You can go into the details yourself. All the problems and the worries and the sufferings, etc., etc., with the same. Understanding, this is the best thing that could be happening to me. They may shachas a drachim asher tisayi beadayin lechui shesakesh achai va'apayim im yudaseinu derech shetaazor lam lepshor kesh yivoy roidam ki al yedei kach shenishanet la'atzmeinu Heskem va'aref shemiyon shabo Hashem lakim adam al aref lo echad and shayel otafki daimer shemishelim. One of the ways that a person can arrive at this simcha, this accepting upon himself whatever's going on in his world, is to go back and internalize and recognize that from the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world up now, there's no one that can fulfill my purpose in the way that I can. There was an Avraham Avinu, a Moshe Rabbeinu, a Yeshua, there was a Don Israel. But none of them could do what I can do. If I don't do what I'm going to do, the Sefer Torah of Am Yisrael is going to be Apostle Sefer Torah. Because I'm one of those letters in the Sefer Torah. And if I'm not there, I'm a Ganav. Nachot? That's what he said upstairs. And he never lied. If you don't give Klal Yisrael opportunity to be also part of the case of Sefer Torah, Kosher Sefer Torah, you're depriving everyone else. I'm a letter in the Sefer Torah. I'm sitting what I'm supposed to do. You don't do what you're supposed to do, right? So the whole Sefer Torah is apostle. So I'm part of the apostle Sefer Torah because of you. Yeah, that's how it works. Klal Yisrael around in there. Every Jew is responsible for every other Jew. That's why Rashi says you can make kiddush for somebody else even though you've already made kiddush. You can make a brocha and you can yoytzi somebody else in kiddush even though you've made kiddush. Why, says Rashi? Because until he's heard kiddush, there's something lacking in your kiddush. Until he's putting on tefillin, there's a hole in your tefillin. Which means, wow, 999,000 Jews put on tefillin today, so one got that, and what's the big deal? Yeah, because the way he puts on tefillin, no one else cares. His tefillin are lacking, and therefore the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Which means me. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then the whole system can't work. If you could, I would never get out of bed in the morning. Now, you have a halakhic problem called mitzvah shibatukhoi. There's something you have to do yourself. I'm sorry. Yes. Somebody wanted to know South Africa where the pretty much feeling was hard work or fun. And the riot was fun. If it was hard work, they would have got the name to do it. South African joke. Okay, no, no, all I want to say, I want to get back to our subject. No, the Nakuni is on us, not on the other guy. Forget about the other guy. That's an incentive to get the other guy to do what he's supposed to do. That's an incentive to get me what I'm supposed to do. All these challenges and struggles and battles and things that look like I can't handle this, that's all Hashem designed to do exactly, to do exactly what you need to do. So there you can have enormous simcha. אני כביכול קלוצה של השם יסברך ויש לי איתו כביכול בת שבצניע. I am, so to speak, the wife of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have things between us, private things that no one else has got anything to do with. The private intimate moment that I have with a Kodesh Baruch Hu is my private moment with Hashem. No one else can get in there. Vorim Shaitim lo yadeh, shum libra bainam, no one else in the world has got shaykhs to this. Rak ani va Kodesh Baruch Hu, yesh li tafkid, I have a purpose in this world. Sherak ani yoichel asoysa. You've got to get this into your head, you've got to get it in where it hurts. There's a thing in this world that only you can do it. If you don't do it, it's never going to get done. There's rise from some psukim as well. It's not just in a broader stuff. This is the Chumash says that if a person hasn't he's planted a field and he hasn't harvested, he should go home. Maybe he'll die, someone else will harvest it. And if he married a wife and he hasn't consecrated the marriage, maybe she dies and someone else will marry her. Or if he's built a house and he hasn't and if he looks at the bias or whatever, he's got to go home. Maybe he'll get, sorry, what? Inaugurated, or yeah, something like that, Loshen. And then he has to go home because maybe he'll die, someone else will live in the house. So ask the Mashkiach in Baltimore if Moshe Hazma is 30 minutes. So what? There's a war, so there's a war, so he'll die. Someone else will marry his wife. I should. So someone else will hold this video. That doesn't just say, let him go back because maybe he bought the house, he'll never get to live in his house. So, okay, so some people never get to live in the house. What's the big deal? They said it doesn't say that he won't live in the house. Maybe he won't and someone else will. That means the house he was supposed to build will never get built. The vineyard that he was going to harvest, all of us can harvest it the way he's going to harvest it. The woman he's about to marry, and the home he's about to build, and the life that he's about to generate, no one else can do that. Why does that only those things that someone else will also get killed? What about the things he's not going to do? Okay, fine, but the other Yasodia. The Yasodia is if you don't do this, never going to get done. And no one else can do it.
It's a bit contradictory to Mabatuling oneself to the Klal.
There's always two things working. There's always Klal and Tzav. Always. The minute I'm in that Sefer Torah, this is Kosh Sefer Torah, I'm just one letter in the Sefer Torah. 100%. But that letter on its own is a whole Sefer Torah on its own as well. You'll never get away from this Yisod because everything contains everything. Every neshama is made up of ruach nefesh and neshama. Therefore, every nefesh is made up of ruach nefesh and neshama. And therefore, every nefesh of nefesh is made up of nefesh ruach neshama. Therefore, every nefesh of nefesh of nefesh is made up of nefesh ruach neshama. That's the klal and pshat that is deepest there. Of course, always like that. Always, and it's a very difficult shikur, by the way. It's one of the hardest things that the whole world has always dealt with at a moral level. Who's more important, the state or the individual? Is the state there to serve the individual? Is the individual there to serve the state? That's an ongoing moral dilemma. Is the yeshiva there for the yeshiva or the yeshiva there for each individual bocha? What if the one bocha is damaging another bocha? What about that problem? Because we have a klal and a prat. Ramchal discusses that in that Dhamma to Derech Hashem. Yet we know when's the klal and when's the prat. Of course, but it's not a shtira. It's a difficult cheshbon of how you juggle those things. Yeah, we're a prat and a klal. But the vort here, the idea here is that even if there wasn't a klal, the whole world would still have been created just for me, and I'm able on my own to bring the world to its fruition. And it seems to be a lot of other people with the same idea. That's called klal. But at the prat level, Hashem created the whole world just for me. We see, but Noach Tzadik, the whole world got wiped out. Noach Tzadik could say, "We should leave Mugraila to shoot her." That's how we have to look at ourselves sometimes. Don't get stuck in Noach Tzadik mode. We're trying to get out of that mode. But that's the point of, yeah, the whole world just for me. The way you fulfill your unique potential in the world is by giving that up. You serve the cloud. You give up yourself. You get the me out of the way as much as you can. Of course. But in a unique way. The only way you can do it. You see this in learning. I'll tell you where you see it more clear than anywhere else. And you see it in two areas. You see by the Gadol Yisrael, that the more they're involved in Torah, the more individualistic they become, which doesn't make sense. The more somebody's following the same book of rules, the more it should look like the other guy's following the more book of rules. If you and me are different, fine, you know, I'm kind of here and whatever. But somebody's mom is fulfilling Shulchan Aruch in all the dikduke halachas, she look exactly the same as the next guy. So how do you have a Gary Rebbe and a Rav Aaron Eichsteinman in the same generation? How do you have a Moshe Feinstein and a Rav Aaron Kotler even sitting in the same room talking to each other? You see, there's a problem here. The more you get involved in Torah, the more individual you become. The less you're involved in Torah, the more of a clone you are. And Ben Chayim is Oisek B'Torah. Somebody's really free to be himself. He's Oisek B'Torah. That gives him Bechira. How does it work? The Shlomim Rebbe and the Gary Rebbe have got something to talk about. If you only see two people more different, and they're calling the same Shulchan Aruch and whatever, they're more different. Rav Aaron Leib and Rav Chaim, I mean, Shaddai, the same just that we can relate to, never mind. Rav Gutnan and Rav Avigdor Miller, who ran Yeshiva together, couldn't speak to each other for 20 years. You talk about Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, who didn't agree on anything. And yet they ran Klal Yisrael together for 50 years. It's amazing. You've got a Tifrach today, you look at Rav Yanke Friedman, Shaddai, and Zunzan, and Rav, you show me two people who are Amamash, it's not Shaykh how different they are. And they're keeping the same Shulchan Aruch and the same Idurim, the same. How does it work? Because that's what Torah does. It doesn't take something from our Torah and stuff it into you. It takes your unique Torah that you got in your mother's womb and allows that to come out. And the Torah you got to do on the ground says is your Torah. It's that self came with Torah itself. My unique Torah. That my Malach taught me, and my Malach is going to demand it when I go to Shemayim in 120 years' time. The Zohar says, a Malach comes to meet you. Says, the Bain, it's the Malach that taught the Torah. He wants to know how much of the Torah did I give you? Did you activate? But he gave you a different Torah to the next guy. At the Klal level, he gave you the same Torah. It's Tarek Mitzvah, fine. But he's a Kohen, and he's a Levi, and he's an Israel, and she's a woman, and he's an Eved, and everyone's got their own unique contribution. And he was born in the next star, father, and everyone's got his own talent and his own legacy that makes him uniquely different. And not him, me! You've got to bring this home! Alright. The Kach! Shanu Chachomim in the Midrash in the Yalkut Shmaini. The Haggid Gedulosa Shal Melech Malchin in the Kolokor of Boch Shadim Tveveh Kamer Matbaot Bochay Samechot Kulam Doim Azen Azen. A man has a rubber stamp and he's able to stamp out or quaint, whatever, however you want to use the muscle. With one place and with one stamp, he can stamp out many, many coins. They all look the same. Kulam Daima Zenazi, each one looks like each other. So I call it Bokha, do I call Adam the Chais Moshe Adam Arishon? Each man comes out with a rubber stamp with the imprint of Adam Arishon. But Ein Echa Daima Lechaveira, no one's face is the same. There are billions of people Hashem's made with the same two eyes and the same nose and the same chin and the same ears, and none of them look the same. That's why you need ID parades. None of them look the same. And as the Gemara says, and the same of everyone's face is different, so they too their das is different. Who's the same? Who's the same? Who's the same? You got to the Super Bowl finals, there's 100,000 people sitting in. One person looks the same in the bed, and they're all made with the same stamp. That's very Fox engineering. You can't do that. How can you do that? How come I know you rather than him? Because you look different. Even if your father and son, mom is similar. There's differences. Even identical twins, genetically identical twins, you'll see subtle differences. Have two identical twins, okay? But there's differences. They're not the same. And they are saying? I mean, they're in a cost and a cost. That means they don't belong to the same family. Let alone to say they're the same. The Mashamas are so different. How does that work? Now that's the unique. That is true difference. To the extent that we see our faces are different, so our dances are different, and our customs are different. There's nothing more important to know today than this, I'm telling you. In a world that's trying to make everybody the same, this is where we have to fight the battle. And I'm not talking about the secular world. I'm talking about even in the total world. There's a terrible, terrible drive towards uniformity. It's hard to find a society, rightly so, that's more paranoid about change. So, that's once again, klal and klal. How do you become a unique individual, fulfilling your own unique purpose, and still be part of the greater klal? Okay? That you need a bit of Torah-tuned bechira. As Rebecca defines, the Torah-tuned unpredictability. Bechira is always going to be unpredictable. Why? You never predict bechira, because it's a new moment. Compulsion you can predict. Somebody's doing something out of habit, you can always predict what he's going to do. Within range. You put in the computer will tell you 99% chance, then you wake up tomorrow and do the same thing. Somebody's acting out of bechira, you don't know what he's going to do. Because bechira is a new creative moment. You can never predict it. What? Learn what from self. It's much deeper than that. If you just stop there, you'll end up with a thing called America. Just do what you want and don't hurt anybody else. That's a big problem. That's not the Jewish way to laugh at all. Just laugh. You can't do what you want if you're not hurting somebody else. Not enough. It's a starting place, but it's got to go much further than that. But it's not a bad place to start. Start with the, you know, the Sumei Ra. Don't hurt anyone else. But Tishuk said, stuck at Leopard Creek, said this. There are two things that you instill in your children. If you did that, you succeeded. The one is that they shouldn't hurt anyone, and the other one, they should be concerned for other people. To be considerate to other people, not to upset them or disturb them or whatever, and to help them when they need it. If you got that into your kids, you will be clear. Consideration and I'm coming to the two words, consideration and caring, maybe whatever. So the first thing is, yes, don't hurt anyone else. That's the law, that's the law, Tassay. But then there's a mitzvah Tassay. That's just what I do. But there's never room for selfishness in Yiddish. Never room. But you know what? There's kosher selfishness. Sometimes I have to do what I have to do in order to strengthen myself so I can help somebody else. There's a story about the woman who found an egg in the Holocaust. She had 12 children. She didn't know what to do with the egg. How do you cut an egg into 12? So she went to the kitchen, she locked the door, and the kid was locking the door, saying, Emma, what are you doing? She said, I'm making for you a mother. A mother. She ate the eggs that she had the strength, because the 12 eggs, the 12 bits of eggs, weren't going to help anybody, but if she had the eggs, she had strength to go look for food. So yeah, is that called selfish? No, the greatest act of giving you can ever have. Yeah, okay. A little bit of death and giving and taking. What looks like giving, sometimes taking, what looks like taking, sometimes giving. That's another sugya. Every Jew has his own signature and his own unique imprint. And his spiritual job, he has to put his unique imprint on what he's doing. Obviously, within the Torah defined, he can't work outside the gamut of Torah mitzvahs. He's got to work within the world of what's called Torah. But that's a big world. That's a humongous, humongous world. And not use other people's stamps. Someone else's stamp for him is great, but for you it's a forgery. It's a forgery. Like Rzeski said, it's like using someone else's glasses. You can't see. Not that it's not good. Not that it's not good. It's because you're gonna trip because you can't see properly. That's why there's never room in Yiddishkeit for jealousy. I've gone for hours, because I love this, nothing more than this, is to see differences in people doing the same things. I love it. The Bodke Yeshiva was built on the Yisrael, that the altar, if any Bodke started imitating something in one of the Rebbe left. Because that's our Torah. Imitating, you can learn from his good behavior, we're not saying not. We can sensitize ourselves by seeing other things, yes. But to start copying somebody else, even the great Rebbe, for the altar of Slobodka, there was nothing, there was a difference in the Torah, you don't do that. You see what came out of Slobodka? From the same Tisa, Rav Arab, Rav Moshe, Rav Ruderman, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. If you go read their life stories, you're grateful to think that they didn't live in the same times, you would think. They didn't go to the same school, they didn't have the same Rebbe, Tashkofer. all Slobodka Jews with completely different worldviews. Totally different. Even if you read all scroll biographies, you go through them, you start going a bit deeper. You learn a Gemara with Rabbi Chana. Just 1 second. You open up a Rabbi Chana on the Gemara. Then you open up Shimon Scott. Then you open up the Tali Tzop. All the great Rosh Hashivas, right? You open up a Svat Emes. You open up a... They learn the same Gemara? Yeah. How did they come out so differently? How did they approach... And it all goes. At the end of that, it all works. It all works. Rabbi Kiva Eges Pshat. At the end of that, they all stem. Rashi and Tosfos learned the same Gemara differently. It all stems at the end of the day. Why? The same Shabbat, the same Mishpat, the same difference, and the way it comes out of the Torah is different. And that for me is the greatest lie that the Torah came from Hashem. So no human being could have built a system where thousands of people can come at it different, and it's all true, and it all works, and it's all good. Reb Chaim Stein's thought. The Rabbi said to him, why aren't you painting? Why aren't you using that talent that Hashem gave you? The great artist, the Tzelzer Rosh Yeshiva. The current Tzelzer Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Stein. Rabbi Zman asked him once, why aren't you painting? He was a fantastic artist. He said, I'm a Rosh Yeshiva, who's got time to paint? He says, you chayv, Hashem gives you a talent and you don't use it. Reb Chaim Stein said, I never said I'm not using the talent. How do you think I learned it Das Gemara? I don't know what that means, because I've never painted anything. I can't even get a straight line going with a ruler. But in my own world, with the way I function, I don't know what that means. I don't learn a Gemara the way you learn a Gemara. I can't. I'm not you. Here's the basic, the translation. Stop. We're talking about that. But once you go a bit below the surface, stop playing with the tone, stop modeling it. And a bunch of people are going to come at the same angle, from the same perspective, and come at the same judgment. You can't. You're different. If you can understand that once in your life, you're... And if you can't, well, then you have to keep coming back to that tzaddik base.
This is unique about, I mean, I hear you, I like the four of tongues, you know?